So you've had a while to look up the word concatenation. Yeah, we talked about character creep yesterday on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice with me, Peter Stewart. Today, character creep can cause particular problems when combined with concatenation. This is where a voiceover has to read a short list of incomplete sentences and then a long list of places, numbers or other options. You will have heard examples on transport services, you know, on the buses or airport transfer trains and that kind of thing, telephone booking systems, sat navs. The original sentences are completed by the computer selecting the appropriate word or phrase from the list. You know, the train now standing on platform 2 is the 1536 service to London Waterloo. It takes a really special skill and a lot of patience to not only keep in character while recording the different elements for this kind of service, but also to have the correct and repetitive intonation for every word or phrase, even though you're recording them in isolation from the rest of the sentence, which would normally provide the sense. Of course, nowadays, increasingly, it's not a human being that records all of those different lines and all of the potential phrases that would go into the spaces in those sentences. It's an AI voice. It's not someone that's recorded each of those sentences separately, which is why it sounds so smooth. It's an automated voice. It's been created artificially. And maybe we'll talk about that on a future episode of Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. But tomorrow, voice acting in gaming. Now, a lot of what we've spoken about already has lots of gaming attributes, but there's a few things that I wanted to draw your attention to specifically about gaming characterization, and we'll do it tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.